This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. There are 11 days to go until the primaries in Texas and Ohio, and both the Clinton and Obama campaigns are spending furiously on advertising. To give us a sense of how the candidates are getting their messages across, we're joined by Ken Goldstein. He's director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project, which tracks political TV ads nationwide. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Let's start with Hillary Clinton. This is one ad that's running in Ohio. It's called Night Shift, all about the economy. Let's listen.
One candidate has put forth an American family agenda to make things easier for everyone who works so hard. Universal health care, increased daycare, and help with elder care. She understands. She's worked the night shift, too.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Now, when the narrator says she's worked the night shift, too, we see an image that runs in a lot of these ads of Hillary Clinton on the phone at her desk. She's wearing glasses. She's hard at work. That's the message here, right, that she's working hard for you.
Exactly. This is a softer Hillary ad, but with a very strong message directed at right what should be her core voters, which are working class women.
Right, because Barack Obama has been nibbling away at that base, doing quite well among these voters that typically would have been her voters.
Exactly. And right here in Wisconsin, we had a primary last Tuesday, and Clinton and Obama basically broke even with those sorts of voters, which are the voters that Hillary Clinton was counting on winning overwhelming majorities of and who she was winning pretty comfortably in some of the earlier primaries.
Let's talk about another Hillary Clinton ad. This one's called Soldiers, and we see images of soldiers in a wheelchair, on crutches. Here it is.
That's why Hillary Clinton reached across the aisle to expand access to health care for the National Guard and is pushing to protect the bonuses of wounded soldiers. She'll never stop fighting for those who fight for us and give voice to those who have none.
So there we have again this hard worker, but also the notion of a fighter.
A fighter, but the major theme of the ad is in touch and cares. The most striking thing is how different the Clinton ads have been during this, what's really been a very short campaign. So it seems like it's been months and months and years, but the political advertising air war has really only been intensely engaged for a couple months. And the Clinton campaign has gone from basic ads about issues, which she started with, to trying to do a little bit of negative advertising here in Wisconsin, trying to paint some differences on issues with Barack Obama, to the strategy which is going on with these ads, which is trying to paint her as, yes, a fighter, but those are softer ads, as compassionate and in touch with the concerns of working class Americans.
Is Hillary Clinton running any negative ads right now in Ohio or Texas?
Clinton is currently not running any negative ads in Ohio or Texas, and I'm sure those are the big strategic discussions that are going on between Hillary Clinton's strategists. What's very interesting to me is if you listen to some of Hillary Clinton's speeches, she's a lot more pointed in her attacks on Barack Obama and speaking about her experience. Yet in her paid advertising, it tends to be more soft. Typically in a campaign, you'll let the paid advertising, in which a narrator is speaking, go after your opponent. When in person, you'll make the case for yourself.
Same thing also with Barack Obama. As far as I can tell, he's not running any negative ads either.
Barack Obama is not running any negative ads. I would be shocked if he did. The only time Obama's going to run a negative ad is if Hillary Clinton goes up with some negative ads. And the Barack Obama ads are very different than the Hillary Clinton ads. He's telling his case, whereas in the Hillary Clinton ads, it's a narrator making her case.
Let's listen to one new Obama ad. This one's on the economy. They call it Enough. And he's standing in, it looks like a lunch counter. You see a menu behind him advertising the soup of the day.
You got to stop giving tax breaks to companies that are moving overseas and give those tax breaks to companies that are investing in the United States of America. Enough is enough.
He's dropping his G's there when he says moving overseas. It's the folksy Barack Obama.
You know, as I listen to all of those ads, if you change the narrator, if you change the tagline, those ads are the same. Populist appeals to working class voters. Barack Obama is making his case by himself, and we're hearing a little more folksy Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, with two very emotional ads, is having a narrator make that case for her.
Is it considered more effective for a candidate to use his or her own voice in ads?
The Obama campaign has made the clear determination that Barack Obama can make the case best for Barack Obama. In the case of Hillary Clinton, the campaign has obviously decided that a third party, that a narrator, can make the case best for Hillary.
Let's take a listen to another Barack Obama ad. This one's called Join.
We want an end to this war, and we want diplomacy and peace. Not only can we save the environment, we can create jobs and opportunity.
And this is, as you can hear, a really high-energy ad, the very quick images of vehicles in flames. We see when he's talking about the environment, an image from Hurricane Katrina. A lot going on here in not much time.
That ad is the Obama campaign in a nutshell. Enthusiasm, energy, rock star, but frankly, not a lot of substance there. And I am really shocked that the Clinton campaign strategically is airing the sorts of ads that they're airing now. They need to take Obama on. I'm not sure they can win this race if they keep with the same strategy that they're using now.
You mean you think she has to go negative?
Negative sounds like a bad word because, well, the word is negative, right? But people know about Hillary Clinton. You're not going to teach people much about Hillary Clinton. On the other hand, people don't know about Barack Obama. So Hillary Clinton's job is to teach people about Barack Obama. That's not a bad thing. That's a natural thing. She was probably boxed in by some sort of ham-handed ways and some confusion about how to go after Barack Obama. But it's going to be very hard for her unless she can somehow go after Obama about her being ready on day one. I'm not saying she would be ready on day one. I'm not saying he wouldn't be ready on day one because I'm annoyingly nonpartisan and won't tell you what I think.
We appreciate that.
But the fact of the matter is the arguments that Clinton is making about Barack Obama's experience, that's what she has to make.
One other thing worth mentioning here, at least according to the Campaign Media Analysis Group, that Barack Obama has a whole lot more money to spend on ads right now. Hillary Clinton's spending about $400,000 a day on ads. He is spending $730,000 a day.
Yeah, the data from CMAG on television advertising really paint the reality. And we saw that in Wisconsin, where Barack Obama outspent Hillary Clinton by 5-1. Television advertising is reality. The fact that she's not up heavier just shows you she doesn't have that sort of cash on hand.
Ken Goldstein, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ken Goldstein, director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project. He's also professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.